Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless. I'm going to read a scripture. Know if anyone can hear me, but we're going on in the name of the Lord. Amen. I will read praise God. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day, thanking you for the listeners and those that participate, Father God. We're thanking you for all your many blessings you have given unto us, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, Father God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. We're thanking you for the word, Father God. We're thanking you for our lesson. Thank you for our pastor. He teaches this word so diligently, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you bless each and every one that is listening, those that are listening by internet, Father God, those that will participate, Father God, for you know our hearts and you know what we go through. And we know you will make a way out of no way, Father God. So just have your way, Father God. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word today, Father God. May we have it in the lining of our heart so that when we see others, we can share God's word. Lord, we ask that you be with all those who are bereaved today, Father God. We ask that you be with the entire Beasley family, Father God, and comfort their hearts, Father God. Lord, be with those, Father God, that are going through. You will make a way out of no way, Father God. And most of all, Father God, we are to trust in you with all of our heart and to know that you will keep the imperfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Lord, help us as we stand, as we hear the word, and be doers of the word also. Bless our pastor in a mighty way, Father God. We bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against him as well, Father God. Now, Lord, have your way. In Christ Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're welcome, Pastor. We got that theme. Mm-hmm.
With the audio. We're going to continue. See if I can get this off screen. Are you hearing me now, Pastor?
Yes, I hear you, Pastor.
Okay, we don't have no echo, do we?
Not now.
Okay, all right, praise God. Thank you so much for praying. Did you hear the music?
No, I didn't hear the music, Pastor.
Okay, well, That's fine. Thank you so much for that heartfelt prayer, and God bless you.
Bless you.
We're going to jump right into the lesson and just go. I don't know where people are at today, and that's not my concern. My concern is to preach the gospel, and I can't worry about what folks get. And we're going to get started back on the fact that we're talking from the book of Hebrews. Just let me tell you, one thing the book of Hebrews teaches is how to develop as a Christian. You, at some point in time, you got to leave the milk and get to the meat.
All right.
And the Hebrews teaches us that the milk is for babes.
Mm-hmm.
But meat is for those who've had their conscience sheared by the word of God. Meat is for those that are mature, those that know who they are in Christ, those that are not about playing church, but being the church. That's what the book of Hebrews is about. So we're talking about developing, and it's not going to stop here, brothers. I'm going to tell you, it's long-suffering with developing this. It's about acting on the commandment. I think yesterday we stopped in Romans 12, 10 through 21. I'm going to ask Pastor Shill read that for us out of the King James Version. That's Romans 12, verses 10 through 21.
Okay, Pastor.
And while she finds that, here's what we're looking for with that particular scripture, brothers and sisters. It's about acting on God's commandment. You're positioning yourself in a way to develop. So you'll have the skills of righteousness. That's what we're about. We're about getting the skills of righteousness, not about church stuff. We're about getting the skills for righteousness, okay? So I'm going to ask a pastor if she'd be so kind to read that one. Thank you.
Amen. From the King James, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condense to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lies in you, live peacefully with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, one of the things, a lot of these things in this particular scripture, I wanted to point out, but particularly in verse 19. But before you go to verse 19, you got to understand that you can't be high-minded.
Mm-hmm.
That's what verse 16 is talking about. You can't be high-minded.
Amen.
You got to understand there's people that's not where you are.
Mm-hmm.
There's people not where you're at. So don't be wise in your own way of doing things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Recognize that there are others, and then recognize that, hey, you got to go by what the Bible say. So you might have to humble yourself. So don't think you smarter than everybody else because you've gotten a few scriptures or you know something or you're around certain kind of people. Because, you know, that's what pretty much that 9th and 10th verse was talking about. People always want to honor the people who can do something for them. See, so when you read that, understand that there's two kinds, brothers and sisters, or there's two ways you could say that you can honor people. You can honor them for different motives. One time people, when I was working, they would always want to honor the boss. As though they were going to get some kind of reward. So that's why they were like the employee of the week or the month or whatever. So they would constantly honor them. Another way people try to honor because they want power. But all of those are the wrong motives, brothers and sisters. You can't do that. You have to help people who are at lower extent. And I like to talk spiritually for a moment, because if I just put it out there like that, somebody gonna miss it. And I want to be candid in this. I'll just be straight with you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God you got what you got. Thank God you're where you're at. But
thank
you don't
you
look
Lord.
Down on other people. You try to be a blessing to them, because they're yet your brothers and your sisters. So we should honor people because they have been created in God, in Christ Jesus. These are the people we ought to really be honoring.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say that.
Yeah, we ought to be honoring these people. Boy, you see somebody got born again, and hey, they maybe some bad things, but there's some others that was able to make it through. We ought to be honoring these people. Take them to dinner.
Yeah, amen.
Did I say the wrong thing? Huh? Buy them something. You know, we got a store here called for a couple of bucks. If it's nothing but give them a flower and honor them for being a Christian. So you know what? I like that Christianity that you're possessing and that you present to the world. What you're doing, actually, you're encouraging that person.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're showing Christian hospitality.
Mm-hmm.
It is different than social entertainment. See, we like to do social stuff and entertain and high five and all this good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you try to get your home as spotless as you can. You try to prepare things. Your food has to be prepared in a certain way. And you want, brothers and sisters, let me tell you, you honor people because we're in the same boat. And as the day draw near, more the merrier, more the, we should be actually blessing one another.
Yeah. Say that.
Showing
Amen.
Hospitality. Showing what it really means to be a Christian. Hey, you know, the Lord blessed me with a piece of bread. You got some crumbs.
All right.
Well, y'all didn't hear that.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here come the twist on all of this. How about those people who misuse and abuse you?
Mm-hmm. All right.
God expect us to share things with them. Because when you read, I'm going to give you a summary of verses 17 through 21. The verse summarizes the core of Christianity, living in, Christ living in us. If we love someone the way Christ loved us, we will be willing to forgive, number one. That's if we love them. If we have experienced God's grace for real, as we say we have, and as we will want to pass it on to others. Now,
all right.
If you done experienced the grace of God, and you know how God forgave you and did things for you, you remember that grace. You remember that undeserving act of God. You remember that.
Yes, hallelujah.
You hallelujah. Don't forget that.
Man.
Now, we recognize what God did for us, and we do the same for us. That's what this is about. And it's pretty much what Hebrews teaches, the new way of doing things. Not the old way. It teaches us to forgive. So Paul commanded sound amongst those that was mature. I wanted to say something, but I want to make sure it's in the right context. You know what? I'm just going to say it. The Holy Spirit telling me to say it, I'm going to say it.
All right. The problem
with these last 200 deaths we've had in America is because people won't forgive.
Have mercy, Lord.
The Bible says, recompense to no man evil for evil. That's what he said. No matter what he did to you. You don't do that. You as a Christian have to walk honestly in the sight of all men. And if it be possible, he says, as much as lie in you, live peaceable with all men. And then that 19th verse is what I really want to hone in on. It said, dearly beloved, venge not yourself, but rather give place unto the wrath. For it is written, this is the word of God, brothers and sisters. This ain't just started. It's been written, vengeance is mine, said the Lord. And I will repay, said the Lord. Vengeance don't belong to us. So that's what America is facing today, is vengeance. Everybody want to repay people. Everybody want to get vengeance. You look at these last 200 and, I don't know, I think it's about 224 cases of murder in America. They've got different names for them. I think they call them... because they're not killing at random. George Floyd. I can go down back there to the place up on the East Coast at the school. I mean, the people that got killed in Texas. The people that got killed in Baltimore. The people that got killed last night. The people that got killed down in Florida. The list goes on and on and on. And then the people that just got killed yesterday.
Have mercy.
These are vengeance killings, brothers and sisters. Vengeance. Somebody need to tell the world, vengeance don't belong to them.
Amen.
Y'all don't have to accept what I'm telling you today and go do your research. But I promise you, people is about vengeance. And as sad as it is, my sisters and brothers, and I'm gonna have Pastor to read something that You shouldn't have to worry about any of this stuff. It's already been written. And I have to point this out today because there's too much killing going on. The president, I'm gonna ask Pastor Reed, Isaiah 63:4. Now we're talking about Romans 12:19 for those that just joining us. That's where we're at. We're talking that he said, "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself. You know, don't you be trying to do it. God got this for you."
Amen.
God have always took care of business. I'm just gonna put it to you that way. God have always took care of his business. How about that? Huh?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna show you this. In Isaiah 63:4, read that, Pastor. Be so kind.
Okay, Pastor. "For the day of vengeance is in my heart, and the year of my redeem is come." Amen.
Brothers and sisters, vengeance don't belong to us. That's what's going on in the world today. When you look at those 224 killings that been, they call them mass killings. They got all kind of little cute names for it. It's vengeance. These people are getting vengeance. That guy went and killed the doctor yesterday because, I don't know, he a chiropractor or something. But anyway, he didn't do something right, and he got angry. And he went over there and killed a doctor, a couple of doctors, some assistants, and anybody got in his way. That's what vengeance does. It's a rage. It's a rage in America. Those little 10-year-old kids ain't did nothing to nobody. What they do? They don't even know that man. And he went in there and killed.
Have mercy, Lord.
I want to say it was about 22 of them, 19 children and a couple of teachers, three teachers or something. Vengeance. He wants vengeance.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus.
America need to wake up and see what's going on. Vengeance do not belong to us. Vengeance belongs to the Lord. In Ezekiel 25:14, read that for me, Pastor. Ezekiel 25:14.
"I will lay my vengeance upon Edom by the hand of my people Israel. And they shall do in Edom according to mine anger and according to my fury. And they shall know my vengeance, the Lord." Amen, amen.
Brothers and sisters, when God get vengeance, believe me, he can make the rocks cry out. When God wants vengeance, he will call mosquitoes to do his will. When God wants vengeance, he can call a jackass to start talking. When God wants vengeance, now I just wish I had time today. Vengeance belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
He said, "Vengeance is mine." So the scripture have declared that. You can't change that. Don't stop trying. And the body of Christ needs to teach people this. Teach them. Vengeance is mine, said the Lord. So you ain't got to worry about. Remember we said the other day in Romans 8:28, and we know that all things are working together. That's a reality, brothers and sisters. Let things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose. That's what's going on. All things are working together for the good of those that love the Lord and call according to his purpose.
Yeah.
All things. Not some of them. All things. So vision is not yours.
Amen.
The Bible says in Psalms 94 and 1, O Lord, to whom vengeance belong? O God, to whom vengeance belong? Show it thyself. Lord, the world need to see the vengeance belongs to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's another way to look at this, because a lot of people are dying and people want to make excuses for why these people are acting like they acting. The attack is on the school because they took prayer out of the school. No, prayer came out of the home. They took prayer out of the home, and obviously it never made it to the school.
And mercy, Lord.
But these people are executing people. You got to see the difference. Executing people. Vengeance belongs to God. Let me tell you, brother and sister, the Bible says, fret not of evildoers, for they shall soon be. Now, I don't know how long soon be is, but God said, I'll uncover their neckness.
Yeah.
I will take vengeance, said the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
God said, I'll meet them. I meet them right where they're at.
Yeah.
It is our job, and I'm going to let Pastor read this in a moment so y'all can see it, in Isaiah 61 and 2, if you'll be so kind to read that, Pastor. I may have her to read it out of both the King James and the Messenger Bible, because it's our time, brother and sister. This is the acceptable year. This is the time that we need to get out there and tell people vengeance belongs to God. They want to take vengeance because they thinking the black people are taking America from the white folk. Well, the white folk don't own it no way.
Amen. Amen.
Some people say, the Indians own it. No, the Indians don't own it. God had promised that there would be a land flowing with milk and honey like no other land. And America was the place. That's why the word of God is free in America. That's why America is free. But it's not free so you can do what you want to do and take vengeance. Our job is to teach people that God is going to take care of that. That's his job. Our job is to preach the truth.
Yeah, yeah. Amen.
And to declare the things of God. We got to proclaim the word of God, people.
Mm-hmm.
Especially right now about vengeance.
Amen.
I heard the president was doing all this talking to Congress and everything, trying to get them, the Republicans, to side with them. Can't get enough people to vote. But I'm going to tell you, at the end of the day, God is getting ready to step in. It will do our job. Our job is to preach righteousness. We're to cover ourselves with the breastplate of righteousness, with the helmet of salvation, and we're to put on the garments that God has put on us, and that's the garment of praise.
Amen, amen.
That's what we're to do, and to get out here and preach this gospel. So in Isaiah 61 and 2, you want to read that, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Amen. And from the Message Bible, God sent me to announce the year of his grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemy, and to comfort all who mourn. Amen.
I just want y'all to hear that. I want you to hear that. I know we run over a little bit, but vengeance belongs to the Lord, brothers and sisters. So when I read that 19th verse in Romans 12, that's what I see. I see today is a day of vengeance, and it's the acceptable year. God will forgive. And for those that don't know, beloved, God will, you don't want to deal with God's wrath. Let me tell you that right now. So go ahead on and accept what he's offering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you something that rage does. Please pay attention. That rage causes people, they angry. Some folks angry because they wouldn't give them the unemployment. Y'all don't want me to go down a list of stuff. Folks are angry. People are so angry that they turning a gun on themselves. They'll say, and if I can be real open and honest with you guys, these people have the attitude, well, everybody gonna go. If I go to hell, everybody going to hell. So that's what they're doing. That's what that rage does. It don't show you no daylight. It don't show you no other way out. It doesn't show you that God have offered you Christ and he'll forgive you. That rage won't let you see that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And I just want to tell you, brothers and sisters, go and tell the world. Go and tell the world to preach that vengeance belongs to God.
Yeah.
That's what that president, he'd been listening to God. He'd have told the people. Now, you ain't got to worry about guns don't kill people.
All right.
People kill people, okay? And I believe in the First or Second Amendment. I believe in that. Honestly, you should have the right to bear arms to protect your home and your family. But you don't need no assault weapons to do that.
All right.
Unless you're living in Africa where all that wild animals, you don't need all of that. But by the same token, you don't need the weapon to go get vengeance. See, people taking the Second Amendment as a way, as a license, if I should say, as a license to go and hurt people instead of going to forgive them. But somebody needs to know. Maybe they won't hear the president. Maybe they won't even hear me if I told them. Vengeance is the Lord. Don't worry about it. Put your weapons down. That ain't why we have the Second Amendment. And speaking of Second Amendment, let me tell you, the British was going to take us over. So that's why they said, you got the right to bear arms. And if somebody come on you, use them guns. That's what that was about. It wasn't about taking guns and all this other old crazy stuff. Do your research. Do your research. That's why they had them guns. That's why they had the second commandment. Yeah, it's part of your constitution, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
It's part of what you live by, but you got to be sensible.
Yeah.
Anybody trying to take your constitutional rights? Keep your gun. Keep it loaded. Keep it beside your bed. But your gun is not to take it and go get vengeance.
All right. Say that.
Because they didn't say what you want them to say. They didn't act the way you want them to act. So, therefore, you're going to go and take vengeance. The devil is a lie.
Amen.
Let's preach this gospel to people. Okay, that's all I have for today. Start next week, we're going to go to our sister station, and Pastor going to give you a number. If you don't have it, she's going to put it out there. And I know, and I'm going to try to find out between now and the weekend, if how those that's on the internet, how we're going to have to do this. We might be able to tie both into one, and then you could be able to listen through the Word at Noon, but we'll be broadcasting from another place. Well, I have a couple of days to do this, to work on that. But meanwhile, those that's been listening by internet, continue to listen. There will be something for you to listen to. And the others who call in on a day-to-day basis, we're going to be calling in on, I call it, the Word at Noon number two, or our sister station. So at this time, anyone have anything they want to comment on and at this point? Anyone, just press one. Just press one. Anybody have anything they want to say or share? Press one. Because I got it all locked down except for Pastor and I.
All right. Praise God.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank God for his word. Amen. And I thank God for you also, Pastor, bringing that out about vengeance. And it's not up to us to take things in our own hands, but it's up to us to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank God because I was on my way home and I was waiting for the light to change. And this car turned in front of another car, but he had enough room to get between me and him and that other car, and I not get hit. Normally, I'd be up past the light so I can make that right-hand turn, but the Lord just had me to, you know, not go up that way today. So, you know, it's so important when we are trusting God because that his spirit will lead us, and his spirit say, don't. Then you got to take heed to that don't. And so I just thank God, you know, because when we think about vengeance, you know, that guy could have got out of his car and he could have really, you know, it could have been ugly, but thank God. He just drove on off. He didn't even check his car. He just drove on off and he was up on the curb. So I saw the damage that was done to his car, but he probably didn't even. Well, he didn't stop to look at it, so, you know, but I just thank God.
Wait, somebody hit him, Pastor?
Well, he was getting between, he had the right of way, so he was coming off the hill, and this car couldn't see and went to turn, and he just missed that car and me, and he kept on going. But he did pause and said a few words to that man that had pulled out in front of him. Yeah.
Okay.
So he, you know,
okay,
he
got it. So somebody pulled out in front of him, made him hit the curb, right?
Yeah, and he hit the curb to avoid from hitting either one of us. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was thinking fast, so thank God. But I know it was God.
Amen.
Amen, amen. So I thank God all is well. Nobody got hurt. Amen.
Amen. Anyone else? Go ahead.
Okay, our
go
sister
ahead,
station. Our sister station number is 216-799-0090. That's 216-799-0090, and the access code is 680-1309. That's 680-1309, and that's the access code. Amen.
Okay. Anyone else? Anyone else?
What I like to do is lock that number in, and then all I have to do is dial in the access code.
You said what now, Pastor?
What I usually do is lock that number in, that 216-799-0090. I lock that in, so then all I got to do is add the access code when they ask for it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are we truly, thank y'all.
90 seconds.
Thank Pastor for that. And we'll see y'all Sunday for the review, and we'll take it from there.
Are we doing the review, Pastor?
Huh?
Are we doing the review on the sister number or on the number you're on?
We'll do it on the number I'm on. Well, actually, let me take that back because there's some things
seconds.
I just remember. Let's do it on this number. Let's do it on the 216 number. Give it to him again, Pastor.
Okay, 216-799-0090. And then
okay.
Access code 680-1309.
Okay. All right. See you all tomorrow. Sunday.
God bless.